Lines, Tina Shea, and No Broke Boys on Spin. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning.
I was really annoying last night. I imagine some lads are going to actually hate me and hurl abuse at me on WhatsApp for this. And that's fine. It was a bit of a laugh. I enjoyed myself. So basically, yesterday morning around this time, I got a text from my boyfriend. His name is Jack. And he is from Yorkshire, and he supports Leeds United. And Leeds United were recently promoted to the Premier League, which was a very big deal at the time.
Good lads.
But basically, I get a text at this time yesterday morning saying, hey, do you want to go for dinner tonight? My treat. I was here going, wow, why is he so obsessed with me? This is just fabulous. On a Monday, don't have to think about like what we're going to have for dinner. Man. So I realised then, as you know, I started waking up properly and got a coffee into me, I said, this isn't a lovely dinner to spend time with me. He needs someone to go and watch the Leeds match with him because it's Monday night football and it's the first game of the new season of the Premier League.
Plot thickens.
So I said, that's grand. So I got myself all ready and off we went. And I don't know what came over me. I can be, you probably know this from listening to the show, but I can be really annoying sometimes.
No, stop.
Ah, like,
what would make you say that?
You know that already. We can all be really annoying sometimes. And I really enjoyed this. I said, I'm going to just do little things while this match is on to just see what kind of a reaction I get, you know? So I played a lot of crossword games on my phone while the match was on. And every now and again, I would just interject with a comment just to see what kind of reaction I got. So I started off with this.
Which colour are Leeds wearing?
White.
I thought they were blue.
Just silly, you know?
Lads love that. Lads love that when they're watching football.
I'm so silly. I have no clue what's going on.
You're just a girl.
I moved on to this.
They just say Cork City.
It's Irish, maybe.
Are Cork in the Premier League?
Cork in the English Premier League.
Are they, though?
You know they're not.
Oh my God, he is loving that.
You know they're not. We move on to this.
That's Old Trafford, isn't it, man?
And then we actually came home for the second half, and this is when they finally got a bloody score from a penalty. And it was because some poor fella from the other team, who was it?
Everton.
Poor fella. His arm just got in the way
in the
penalty box, and it was a penno for Leeds in the end.
Bring more arms into football.
Honestly,
I've been saying it for years. Let them use them.
I just decided to really rile him up. Thanks. He was getting very excited and very like, you know, all, oh, is it going to be a penalty or not? And I was just like, you know, thinking, I don't know, this fella deserves this. Poor guy. He didn't mean to get his arm in the way.
I don't think he meant to do that, though.
Meant to what?
Like, he clearly was trying to handle it.
Well, I don't know. Like, he took towards it. Yes! Yes! Come on, put it in, lad.
I don't think they deserve that penalty.
The Met just taking it. Oh, my God.
If he doesn't score now, this is an actual joke.
Yes! Come on!
Did they deserve that, though?
He's actually entertaining you more than I would have thought. Like, he is.
At the end of that, where he's like, you're wrecking my head. So I got my back and happy out.
I love it. Oh my God. Sorry. At least now, you know, he'll probably never ask you to watch a match with him again.
Thank you.
Which is what you put in the groundwork for that.
I think any Leeds supporters, just come together and invite him next time.
Yeah, please. There has to be a little Leeds supporter out there for Jack. And actually, Dwayne, my partner, who supports Liverpool, who you think there'll be a few of them around, he had to go to a pub last Sunday, I think they were playing, and watch the match on his own. And he got a carvery. And then it was really, really busy in this pub.
That's so sad.
And they were like, sorry, do you mind when you finish your carvery, like, moving off this table? Because we need a family to sit here. And he was like, I'm so lonely. So if there's any Liverpool supporters, I won't be going to the match myself.
Oh, my God.
But there has to be a little club now,
Leeds,
where we can get the boys together.
And Liverpool crew unite. Do you have any Not Forest fans, Callum, to hang out with?
I've never seen anyone in this country wearing a Forest shirt.
This was my favourite, though.
That's Old Trafford, isn't it, man?
Yeah.